All right, what we'll do is before we take up the sheet of the Ran, let's just, and the sheet of the Ran, it's true, is in the Rambam, but let's just take a look at the Rambam from the perspective of Reb Chaim, and as well Reb Avram ben Rambam, who hold that the Rambam held mitzvos ein srichos kavana. So, last week we left off, we gave an idea in the Sasek. And the idea in the Sasek was in completely in regards to the category of Maisa Vera. Maisa Vera. Which is that the Gemara says that Misasek is a putta from the carbon, and except by Arayas and Chalavim, Shekei Nena, because he's Nena. So we said that's Halach and Maisa Vera. That normally you would say in Misasek that the person is Mufrash. He's mufresh from the avera. He's too far removed from the avera, because he's misasek. There's no intention for the action that he's doing. But shekei nena is a different criteria. It doesn't change really the nature of the maisa. But shekei nena says that since the gavra is nena from the chefta shel iser, so therefore, you cannot call him Mufresh min Avera. He is related to the Avera. And that relationship is Mechayev him in carbon, in a carbon Shkaga. Okay? That's what we said last week. So that has nothing to do, with Maisa HaMitzvah. Completely different business. Okay? Completely different business. Okay. Now, so let's go back to now the Rambam. The Rambam will learn like Reb Chaim that the Rambam holds mitzvos ein srichos kavana. So that will be very good. Everything will be good, except for just a couple of cases. So let's just take a look at those couple. Let's just try to straighten out those couple of cases. Okay. So let's take a look at Kriyat Shema. Okay. Let's look at Kriyat Shema. So let's just start first. Let's look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hoya kore b'Torah v'igia zman ha-mikra. In Kiven Libo Yatza. The person was reading Torah, and now it became Zman Kriyashma. And the Mishnah says, if he is Mechaven Libo, so he'll be Yotze Mitzvah Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, Shma Mina Mitzvah Sriyas Kavana. So first the Gemara makes the move and says, ah, so you see, Mitzvah's here, we could prove that issue. The Mitzvah Sriyas Kavana, because the Mishnah says, in Kiven Libo Yatza. So the Gemara says, no, mayim kiven libo, likros. No, in kiven libo doesn't mean he's mechaven libo for the mitzvah. He's just kiven libo likros. As Rashi says, if Allah says you day mitzvah lo beinan shi miskaven, elo likros petorah ba'alma. That's it. So the Gemara says, likros v'hakakari. What do you mean he has kavana likros? I mean, he is reading. What kind of kavana is that? What kind of concept of kavana is that? He's reading. He's doing the Maisa Kriya. So what is the super added kavana you're talking about? Well, what more could it be than the activity of the Maisa Kriya? So the Gemara answers, Bikore Lahagia. That he's Kore Lahagia. Now here you have a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What is the Gemara's answer? Bekorah lagia. So Rashi learns bekorah lagia es hasefer im yeshbo tos dafilu lekriya nami lo miskaven. He's reading lagia, meaning he's looking at the Torah to see if there's any mistakes. So kriya, it's even kriya he has no intention for. Okay. So Tosfos asks Akasha, what do you mean, Hakakari? Again, he's still doing a Maisa Kriya. Well, what's Rashi saying? But it's obvious that Rashi learns. Rashi is trying to deal with the problem of Misasek. That's what it seemed that Rashi's trying to deal with. And I know the Rav mentioned that learned the Rashi the same way. Even though there's a Rabbeinu Yonah that seems to ascribe that kind of approach to, I mean, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, I believe, ascribe that approach to Rabbeinu Yonah. And they somehow understand Rashi differently. You'll take a look. I don't want to get lost in that, but it's difficult. Plain shot Rashi is that he's trying to deal with the problem of Sasek. That if he's being Kora Lahagia, so then he has no intent really to read. The Kriya is purely unintentional, it's accidental that he ends up reading the whole pasuk in its entirety correctly. That's not his intent. So that's how Rashi learns. Okay, Rashi's trying to deal with the problem of, it seems, of Misasek. There has to be at least a Maisa Kriya. But certainly the Gemara's conclusion, of course, is that you can't prove Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. But Tosfos learns. But Tosfos has that problem. He Tosfos obviously holds that even if you're reading Lahagia, but the bottom line is you're still doing a Maisa Kriya. It is a Maisa Kriya. All right, I'm not defining that machlokas right now. Okay, so Tosfos gives the pshat that no, that kore lagia means that you're not being kore the tevos kehilchasan ukinekudasan, but you're reading according to the kri, not according. I'm sorry, you're reading like according to the ksiv because you're trying to find mistakes. So you're not interested in reading it really correct, the correct vowelizations, etc. You just want to make sure all the letters are there. Okay, you want to make sure there's no chaseris, yiseris, that kind of problem. Okay, so you won't read, let's say you'll get to, like he gives an example, and get the, you won't read it letotafos, you'll read it letatfat, let's say. Because you just want to see that the letters are there. Alright? So what does it mean, kivan libo, according to Tosfos? Kivan libo means that, no, you read it correctly. Kivan libo means you read it correctly. All right, so Tosfos has to alter a bit what you would normally think in Kivan Libo means. Okay? But Kivan Libo ultimately means, according to him, that you read it according to the Masorah, according to the proper, you know, Kri. Okay. So that's Rashi and Tosfos. But nor Tosfos can be ascribed to the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma says the following. In Perek Beis, he says, Hakore, it's a Shema velo kiven libo bepasuk rishon, shu Shema Yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad, lo yatzi yidei chavasa, v'hasharim lo kiven yatza. So you have to have kavan in the first pasuk, and not kavan in the rest. Afilo haya kore b'torah kidarko. Oh, magia saparshios. Whether you're reading it kidarko, like you're just doing a kriya through the chumash, or even if you're doing it to correct the sefer, okay. Oh, magia saparshios ha'elu ba'onas kriya yatza. V'hu shekiven libo b'pasuk rishon. So according to the Rambam, if you are kore lahagia the rest of kriya shma, you're yotze. Provided you had kavana for the first pasuk. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, it goes without saying that kore lagia is a problem throughout. Because according to Rashi, it'll be a problem of misasek. According to Tosfos, kore lagia means you're not reading it correctly. So according to them, that would knock out the Kriya Shema for all three parshias like that. There's no difference in that sense between the first pasuk and any other psukim, according to Rashi and Tosfos. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam learns that you could be Kore Lahagia. In other words, the Rambam is really learning, really, along Tosis' lines, that Kore Lahagia is a Maisa Kriya. It is a Maisa Kriya. Really, Kore Lahagia. And of course, according to Rambam, Kore Lahagia means that you're still reading it correctly. But nevertheless, you won't be Yotzei Kriya Shema unless you have Kavana in the first Pasuk. So clearly, when the Rambam's idea of Kavana, the first Pasuk, is a completely different idea. Okay? I hope that's clear to everyone. It has to be that way. So the Rambam is not learning like, ultimately he's not really learning the Pshat and the Gemara like Rashi and Tosis. But he does hold, he's in agreement with Tosis about one thing. That if you're Kore Lahagia, and you're reading it correctly, it will be considered a Maisa Kriya. Okay? So the Rambam, his Kavana in the first Pasuk is a completely different idea. It's a completely different idea. Okay? And that's how he learns the Gemara. The Gemara thought Mitzvah Sriras Kavana. Gemara says, no, Mayim Kivan Libo Likros, Vaka Kari, Bekorah Lahagia. So Bekorah Lahagia, according to the Rambam, is not the problem like Rashi and Tosis. Bekorah Lahagia means he read Shema correctly. Nevertheless, it's still no good. Why? Because he lacked in Kavana. Now, what is that Kavana? So the... And this is the way, by the way, I don't have a... It's the way the Rashba really had. The real answer to the Rambam, one of the Rashba already discussed it. So what is the Ram's Kavana? The answer is the Ram's Kavana is a separate Kavana that's based on the Machlokas on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, which is the whole Machlokas of where is Mitzvah's Kavana and where is Mitzvah's Kriya. All right, and the Rashba says it pretty openly. The Rashba, he has it in the Chiddushei HaRashba on Brachas, but he says like this: the Efshali Lomar. Even though, by the way, the Rashba himself is not sure if he holds this way himself. Take a look at the whole piece there, but he says the Efshali Lomar, Ode the Pasuk Rishon Tzarach Kavana Vafila B'Di'evet Ve'Ein Davar Zeh Toli Be'Idach the Mitzvah Srichas Kavana Da'asam BeKavana Latzeis HaDvarim Amurim. Aval kanser kavana sa inyan chloma shelo yahar b'dvarim acherim kidei shikabel of ol malchus shemayim baskamas alev. Okay, and then he goes on. V'zeh nira yoser v'hu nira ha'emes. In other words, that's the answer. According to the Rambam, the kavanah pasuk rishon is just like the idea that Reb Chaim said in Hilchas Tfila about the kavanah of Perek Dalet. Which is, it's not really a din kavana, i.e. a super added something to a maisa that you're performing. It is the very definition of mitzvahs kriya shma. That by definition, it has to be a maisa of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. And without that, there is no chaloshem, kriyashma. Simply not kriyashma. Then the only discussion is, what do you need in order to be yotze that mitzvah? That's a different discussion. Perek Dalet in Hilchos Tefillah. A similar idea. I'm just saying it's like a similar idea. It's not an external kavana. It is the very definition of what it is. So, and that's the whole Gemara. You can go into that Gemara, which I'm not going to do. But I'm just saying that now the whole Rambam makes sense. Because all you need, you have to do a Maisa of Kriyashma. But there has to be a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Pasuk Rishon is sufficient. And in that regard, of course, it's different than Tefillah. Whereas Tefillah, according to Reb Chaim, that idea has to permeate the entire, it's not a Maisa Tefillah. Here it's different. Because here it's a Kriya. So now the question is, a Kriya could stand alone. So you can't have a mumbling of words standing alone as a Maisa of Tefillah. That's simply not a Maisa Tefillah, according to Reb Chaim. But in Kriya Shema, such a possibility is not illogical because it's a Kriya. You're being Korei Psukim. But there has to be, insofar as the essence of it, which is the first Pasuk, that you need, that when you're saying Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that there has to be intrinsically an act of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That the idea, saying those words, is not going to be Kriya Shema alone. It has to be intrinsic to the performance, is that you, those ideas register in your mind. Like the Rashba says. Okay? So that's how, I just want to straighten out, you know, how the Rambam, how Reb Chaim, but it's not only Reb Chaim, but certainly how Reb Chaim will learn, how he would learn the Rambam. So that Rambam, you know, you can put aside. It's good. It fits in nicely, and there's no problems with it. That's all I want to point out. Yeah, according to Rambam, what do you mean? Korelagia, according to Rambam, the answer is that it's a Kriya, it's a Maisa Kriya, minus the Kavana that's necessary for Pasuk Rishon. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. I know it because I read the Rambam in Perek Beis Halach Aleph. That's how I know it. I don't know how else to tell you. I'm reading the Rambam, and I'm trying to reconstruct how the Rambam read the Gemara. According to the Rambam, Korei Lahagia is not like Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, it's Misasek. According to Tosfos, it's a Kriya that's Mishubeshes. But according to the Rambam, Korei Lahagia just simply means that it's a Maisa Kriya. Harai, you see, could be Korei Lahagia, the other Parshios. But, so what's the problem? Korei Lahagia is the person has no intent for Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. So therefore, it's just like reading any other pasuk in the Torah. So that's not Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Mitzvah Kriya Shema has a demand of a intrinsic kavana. That you makabal love all Malchus Shemayim. That's all I'm saying. He's definitely not like Rashi. He agrees with Tosfos in one aspect. Not in the ultimate pshat in the Gemara, but he agrees with Tosfos in one theoretical point. That he holds, if you're Korei Lahagia, but you're reading it correctly, that is a Maisa Kriya. You would not say that gets bumped into the world of Misasek. That's where the Rambam agrees. In that point alone, he agrees with Tosfos. Not in the ultimate shot in the Gemara, but he agrees in that point. Exactly what this first line of the Gemara is talking about is going to depend on how you learn your Gimel Amud Beis. Who are you paskin like? Do you paskin like Reb Meir, Aliba de Rava? Or do you hold like the other Tanayim hold that Kavan in its Korei Lahagia is problematic in Kriya Shema because it needs Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Now you want to know what is the Mishnah referring to? Is it the first pasuk? Is it the first parsha? The first two parshas? That's the sugya on your Gimel Amud Beis. That will modify what this first statement, like David said, that will modify what that first statement says. The Rambam learns that since he learns that we paskin like Rava, that only the first pasuk requires kavana. That is the kavana of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the very essential idea that makes it a maisa of Kriya Shema. Okay, and he holds it that demand, for whatever reasons, is restricted to the first pasuk. It could have been more. It could have been more. It could have been two parshias. What do I care? Wherever I need that kavana, Korei Lahagia will be problematic. If I hold it's restricted to the first pasuk, I can be Korei Lahagia the rest of the parshias. It's no problem, because I'll have a Maisa Kriya. That's a Maisa, like Tosfos says. V'haka Kari. And according to the Rambam, that's right, according to the Rambam, and Kivan Libo Yatsa in the Mishnah, stays in its, really in a sense, in its plain meaning. Intrinsic to Kriya Shema, of course. Has nothing to do with Mitzvah Shrias Kavana. He doesn't bend it out of shape like Tosus, that it means it's a, you know, a Kriya according to the Nekudos, etc. Kiv and Libo means you're Machav and Libo for the very Kabbalah Sol Mach Shemayim. That's Kiv and Libo. What greater Kiv and Libo is than that? Just it's very analogous to the Kiv and Libo of Tvila. In fact, Rabbi Verma Rambam thinks that it's the same thing. Then, of course, the case of what do you have now? Okay, Pesach. So chametz and matzah. Chametz and matzah. So according to Reb Chaim, so Perek Vav is good. Perek Vav is straightforward, which is Achol matzah below kavana, kigon shan suha goyim, olistam, lechol, yatsa yidei chavasa. No problem. Straightforward. Achol matzah below kavana. You didn't have any in mind for the Maisa Mitzvah. They shoved it down your throat. You did a Maisa Achila on Pesach night. Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana. That's it. You're Yotzei. That's number two. And by the way, that's the halacha, of course, that every other, if you learn the Rambam's Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, that's going to be the halacha that you're going to have to deal with. That's going to be the problem. That's going to be the thorn in your side. Okay? That many of the Rishonim dealt with. Okay. Now, what's the next halacha? Hilchas Shofar. And Hilchas Shofar, Reb Chaim learns like the position that the Baal Amor himself rejects, but mentions it as a... It certainly was interesting enough to Baal Amor to mention as a possibility. And which is... Niskaven Shomea Lotzeis Yidei Chovoso. V'lo niskaven hatokeya lahotzio. Oshin niskaven hatokeya lahotzio. V'lo niskaven hashomeya lotzeis lo yotze yidei chavaso. Ad shi yiskaven shomeya u'mashmiya. So what is this? So this is what we explained already. That... Hold on. So the first statement, Niskaven Shomea Lotze Sidei Chovaso V'lo Niskaven Hetokea Lotzio, there it means, he doesn't mean Mitzvah Srihas Kavana. But there it's like he says, Niskaven Lishmoa Koldehu. What does it mean, Shomea Lotze Sidei Chovaso? That's the problem of Shmia, because Shmia, there's no Maisa. So to remove it from Esasek, he has to have a Kavana. But it's not a kavana of mitzvah strichas kavana. It's simply, it has to register, not just as sound waves happen to have popped into your head. It has to be considered a maisa shmia, an act of shmia. So that's why, that's how the Baal Hamor, correct, that right, that's how the Baal Hamor explained it, and that's how the Rav said, Rav Chaim always understood the Rambam. Right. Yeah, as Rav puts it, Kavona Shomeo Mashmia Kidei Lafkia Chaloshem Es Asek V'lo L'Shem Mitzvah. There's nothing to do with L'Shem Mitzvah. Okay? As the Baal Hamor says, I'll read you his words, Lashmia L'Shem Shofar Koldehu Afilu Shelo L'Shem Mitzvah. So that's the Kavonas Shomea. And the Mashmia, he has to have Kavona Lotzeis. Again, it doesn't mean Kavona Lotzeis HaMitzvah. That means the Kavona for the mechanism of Shomea Ka'ona. So that's why you need Kavona Shomea U'Mashmia. Shomea is in order to remove it from being just a Misasek. That just randomly sound waves came into his head. And there's no idea of a Maisa of Shmia, a Maisa of Shmia Shofar. It's not a halachic performance even. And then you need kavana mashmia, because it has to be a mechanism of shemaya kaona. And that's a whole other question, which I don't want to get into. Why you need... I don't want to get into that. Because, I mean, the famous answer that they once asked Reb Chaim, what do you need the mechanism of shemaya kaona altogether? Because the mitzvah is shmias kol shofar. So what do you need that for? It's not like by Kiddush or Megillah, where it's a mitzvah to actually say it. So shemaya kaona transfers the same. So Reb Chaim, the Rav talks about it. But the basic answer of Reb Chaim, I think he had two answers, but the Rav held that they're really like two sides of the same coin. But I'm not in it, so don't hold me to it. You can look it up yourselves. But I'll tell you his basic, one part of his answer is that he held that even if it's even if the kiyum is shmiya, but everyone agrees it has to come forth from a maisa tekiyah. So he held, one possibility is that you have to transfer the maisa tekiyah as part of the mechanism of shemaya kona. And that's why he said it makes sense that the Gemara has a whole question, what bracha do you make? Liskoa shofar or lishmoa shofar? So Reb Chaim said, how could the Gemara have that question? The Gemara knows the mitzvah is shmiya. But the answer is the maisa mitzvah is still tekiyah. All right, the Rav talks about it. I don't get lost in that. But that's, bottom line is, the mashmiya needs kavana for the mechanism of shemaya kaona. The shemaya needs it to remove the misasek, but it has nothing to do with the idea of mitzvah srichas kavana. Okay, that's how they dealt with shofar. Then the problem is, which I told you last week or 2 weeks ago, the problem is in Megillah. And the problem is, I don't know, the Rav doesn't quote what Reb Chaim did with the Megillah problem. And this problem is a little, where is it? Perek Beis? Yeah, so he says like this. He says, HaKori es HaMegillah below Kavana lo Yatza. Okay? So if you read the Megillah without Kavana lo Yatza. Ketzad. Now what's the example? This is the important thing, to see what does that mean that you read without Kavana. Ketzad, HaYakosva, O Dorsha, O Megiha, Im Kivan Libo Latzeis Bekriya Zu Yatza. So the problem is, one of the cases the Ram gives is Megia. But we already know from Kriya Shema that Megia means, is considered a Maisa Kriya. Because by Kriya Shema, if you're Kori Lahagia the rest of the Parshios, it's good. It's a Maisa Kriya. So when the Ram says here that you it's Megia, and then he says, in Kivan Libo, Lotseis Bekriya, that seems to be pretty much a slam dunk that the Rambam holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Because what's the added Kavana that he's talking about? That's the problem. That's the problem in the Rambam. Because, right, again, because the Rambam says that if you carry the Megillah Lahagia, in Kivan Libo, Lotseis Yatza. But the Rambam already said in Hilchas Kriyashma that Lahagia would be sufficient for everything besides the first pasuk. So clearly the Rambam holds, like I said, according to Tosfos, that Lahagia is considered a Maisa Kriya. So you already have a Maisa Kriya by the mere fact that you're doing a Lahagia. And if you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana, so why shouldn't that be sufficient by Megillah? And that's why but the Rambam says, no, Im Kivan Libo Latzeis Bekriya Zu Yatza. Vim Lo Kivan Libo Lo Yatza. So that sounds like, clearly the Ram holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That the mice is not enough. That's the problem. At least according to the way I see it. And like I said, I never saw what Reb Chaim says about that case. In fact, the Rav, in a footnote, see, he actually takes the position, even though in the footnote he tells you the whole Torah of Reb Chaim, it's very clear the way the Rav presents the Rambam, he's going according to Rambam holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. In fact, he even says in a footnote, footnote 57, in the Kuntras Binyanei Kriyashma, he says, Bo Rama Rambam Shepasak the Kriya Lagia Psula, Rakba Pasak Rishon, Lo Bishar Kriyashma, Eni Yochala Iliaches is Divriya Mishnah, Yakosva Dorsh Magia, and Kivan Liba Yatzah, Mlav Lo Yatzah, Lemisasek. Yeah, you can't say it's Misasek according to the Rambam. Val karchenu tzrichem anu lomar, ki hu posek mitzvah tzrichas kavana. See, the Rav saw that Rav Chaya, I mean, that Rambam is being a proof that the Rambam holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So it's very interesting. So if you remember, I told you guys to look at the Avram ben Rambam. And Avram ben Rambam would have made Reb Chaim very happy. Because he learned that his father held definitely mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And he held that you got to say that. You go through the Gemaras, you know that. So he says like this. But then they brought up the cases. Right, that by Achilas Matzah and Tefillah, it seemed clearly you don't need any Kavana Latzeis, because Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. And he says in the Sugyas in the Gemara, Bechol Duchta V'Duchta. And that's it. He says that's the way the Sugyas come out. It has to be that way. V'Kashilach, Ma'ishna Shofar Megillah, Mishar Mitzvahs, Zu Vaday Kushya Amukahi. V'hi Ala Gemara, Lo Ala Bamari, Zichro L'Chai Olam Abba. V'kamezman diskashisi li b'kushya zu achar petiras Abba Marizal ad ashkachas beitayma. Okay, so he was bothered with this problem for a long time after the death of his father. I guess he's trying to allude to the fact he couldn't ask him anymore. He couldn't straighten this one out. He says v'hu. Now he gives his answer. Shamitzah staminim v'hu mitzvah seinat tzrichas kavana mitzvah shekiyumen basias maisa sheguf osasiyah hi mitzvah. When do we say mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavana? That's by mitzvos where their kiyum is doing an action where the very action is the mitzvah. Kigon, achilo, tvilo, krio, chiyotzaban. Av al shofar hol v'guf ha-mitzvah shmias kol ba'almehi kilo mechavin ma'ika oved min ha-mitzvah. Oh, but where the mitzvah, the guf ha-mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah really is shmia. So if you're not mechavin, what are you doing in the mitzvah? Which seems to me to be the idea of like Reb Chaim's Misasek. It's nothing. Okay? Eino ba'ochel matzah v'tovel. It's not like he's eating matzah or dipping himself in the mikvah. Daf b'shaloch even libo be'is asiyah kvar kiyam ha-mitzvah be'is asiyah. Sheguf ha-mitzvah hi sheyochal lo sheyitbol. V'chein nami shomea megillah kishomea shofar. Now listen to what he says next. Teda, you should know, the lo hitzrachnu kora megillah lechaven libo lotzeis ela shomea kriyas megillah bilvat. Who shehitzrachnu osa kavana? That when we said that you require by the reader of the megillah, the reading of the megillah to have kavana, that's only by when you have a case of someone listening to the megillah. That's where we require that kavana. Avala kora atzmo. Ain dino chomer medin kore kriyashma, but where the guy is reading for himself, you would never say that. In other words, it would be the same halacha like kriyashma that kore lahagia would be absolutely good. Okay, the imkiven libo likros af bishlo kiven lotzeis yatsa ve'afal pishlo nisparish hachi begemara mehakushia gamrinale. And even though this is not explained anywhere in the Gemara, from the very nature of the question, this is the conclusion that has to be. Okay? Va'od shelo ra'ino osam hitzrichu kavana lotzeis ela b'shomea bilvad. We never see a kavana lotzeis except by shmia, by the shomea. V'kama tam borer huzeh sharach v'diktuk yofel amevinim. And what a clear answer, idea this is. And to those people who, and a careful analysis to those who understand. And this is what we have revealed to our Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash for a number of years. Okay? So it's an amazing thing. Because when you first read the Rambam, okay, you hear his answer, but the problem is, the Rambam says, HaKoreh Esa Megillah B'lo Kavana Lo Yatza Ketzer Yakosva Dorsha Magia Im Kivin Liba Latzeis B'kriya Zu Yatza Vim Lo Kivin Liba Lo Yatza. Where's the Shomea? But I think of Rambam and Rambam's learning that you have to really look at Halacha Dalet first. Because the end of Daled was like this. He says, he's talking about if you read it in different languages. So if you read it in different languages, you have to be makir that lashon in order for it to be good. So if I read a Megillah in French, I have to be able to speak French, understand French. Okay? He says, and then he says, avalim haitzaksuva b'ksav ivri, v'kora aramis, la'arami, lo yatza. Right? It also has to be considered a Kriya. So you can't translate it while you're reading it. If it's written B'Ksav Ivri, you can't be reading an Aramis, even though the listener is an Aramis speaker. It won't help you. Because that's Koral Peh. V'kevan shlo yatsa ha-kore yedei chavaso lo yatsa shomea mimeno. Then he says, ha-kore samegillah b'lo kavana lo yatsa. So I think Rabbi Avraham ben Avraham learns by force of logic of the problem, like he says, by the force of the question. But I think it's also the way the Rambam's written, even though I don't know if I would necessarily learn it that way. But he's learning that the Rambam is totally talking about the problem of the Shomea. It's where it, that's where the even Gimel's like that. It's all about the Shomea. V'chein v'saksuvi yavon ha-shoma yatsa, af b'sheinu makir, afilu ha-shomea ivri. It's all about the Shomea. So when he gets into Hay, he is learning that that halacha, just like by Shofar, is totally talking about where there's a Shomea involved. So Hakoreis and Megillah below Kavana lo Yatsa Ketsi Yakoso. That's where he's being. There's a Shomea involved. But really, insofar as a Kore, he's learning that it would be good. In any case, that's the way Avraham ben Avraham learns it. I don't know how. You know, Reb Chaim dealt with the problem, but that's Reb Avraham ben Avraham held that his father held that halacha hey is only when there's a Shemeya alone, and he holds definitely if he was reading it by himself, he would have the same status that Kriya Shema by logic should have, which is that Korah Lagia is considered a Maisa Kriya, and therefore it's good. Anyhow, so I just want to. The Shomea. That's what it means. Well, the Kore also needs. In other words, he's saying, Im Darsho Megia Im Kivin Libo Lotzeitz Bekriya Zu Yatsa. He's learning that means, I guess it means that the Shomea has. That's a hard shot. But that's how he learned it. I don't know if there's any other gear. I don't know if there's any other gear says in the Rambam. I really don't know. Yeah, it's unclear how Rabbi Avraham ben Avraham reads the Rambam itself. I don't know how he really reads it. All right, we'll leave the. That's what Rabbi Avraham ben Avraham held. Question is, how does he read the Rambam? That's our problem. Doesn't seem to read that right. You know the way he's saying it. All right. Let's go to the other side. So the other side is the more common approach to the Rambam is the Rambam holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Then the question you have to deal with is on Suhu Listim by Achilas Matzah. So it was the Ran who gave the answer, another Rishonim followed, that Shekeinena, that the Ran said, just like by what? Misaseg be'arayas v'chalovim is chayiv. Yeah. So too here, Shekeinena, that's why it's good. Same reason Yechayiv in the Korban, Yechayiv over here. I mean, your Yotze over here. Shekeinah, you say the same principle. Okay? So according to the Ran, first of all, it's different than what our analysis last week, where the whole analysis of Shekeinah was limited to Avera and Chi of Korban. right? That really Mesasek is not considered, really wouldn't be considered a Maisa Avera. It's removed from the Avera. Yeah. But Shekeinena obligates him, puts him in proximity to the Avera in a different way. Can't say he's moved off from the Avera. Shekeinena. But that, of course, has nothing to do with the category of Maisa Mitzvah. But the Ran says it's the same thing. Shekeinena works there, Shekeinena work here. So even though you hold Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Shekeinena says he's Yotze. So first of all, you have to point out one thing. That the Ran, it does not seem that the Ran is learning that the machlokas of mitzvos trichas kavano or not is the idea of kavana latzes. Because if it's an idea of kavana latzes, what does Shekeinena do for you? Doesn't make any sense. What do you? What's Shekeinena going to do? Although there are some people who want to say such a thing like this. But I don't think it makes sense. Yeah, I'll read you someone who wrote something like that. It doesn't. They don't hear it. They quote a name of like Rav Manoach, also one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam. He says, it's not a guy, I don't think there's a logical way to learn. He says, the Rambam's basic view is that mitzvah strichas kavana. The case of matzah, although it seems to be different, is actually fully in line with the other cases. He does have kavana, because the halacha regards the physical pleasure as generating kavana. I don't hear it. I don't even know what that means. That's a very difficult idea. Okay? I don't think that's what it means. I think what the Ran is saying, the Ran sheet that you see from the fact that he says Shekeinena, is the Ran's idea of mitzvah strichas kavana is not kavana lattes. Mitzvah strichas kavana, you're going to have to say, means, the question is, does the person have to, when he, it's halacha in the very maisa itself. Does the maisa require intention? Intention and will. He's a rotza in this maisa. That's what mitzvah strichas kavana means. Kavana means that I want this action. Not that it's not to do with the kavana latzes. Does that register as a maisa mitzvah? Or do you say no? That if a person does a maisa, even though his intent is not for this particular action, but nevertheless physically he performed it, is that enough to be considered? That's mitzvah saying Shechas Kavana. Is that enough to consider it a maisa in the world of mitzvahs? In the world of mitzvahs, it's halach in the maisa. It's not halach in the whether or not in the kiyum. It's halach in the maisa. What registers as a maisa for a mitzvah? And that's the machlok. Yes, that's the machlokas. And Shekeinena works. See, if you learn that way, then you can understand Shekeinena. Because once an achila, and it's Shekeinena means that you cannot say, since the guy had pleasure from it, you can't say that he lacks in the rotza ani of the mitzvah. Because Shekeinena. If he was nena, then you say that that's considered a legitimate, it's sufficient to render it a shame maisa mitzvah. Because he can't, since he was nena, even though they forced it down his throat, But since he was nene, so by definition, you have to say he's a rotza, because he enjoyed it. Gives it that status. Can't say kavana means kavana latzes, because I don't understand the logically. What does shekeinena do for you? Shekeinena means now I have in mind for the mitzvah. It just doesn't make sense. All shekeinena means that since he has that pleasure, so then by definition, the halacha looks at it that he's a rotza. He wants it. And that's how the Ran also learns this. That's how he must learn the sugya in increases. That the problem is sasek is not a problem that he's mufrash, like the way we learned last week. The problem is sasek is it lacks in the rotza, in the ratzon hagavra. But if he's a shikei nene, then you have to say he's a rotza, and that's enough to be mechayev him in a carbon shogeg. Different idea. I don't have to learn. I'm not learning any of those cases. I'm leaving them to you. I'm leaving them for you. I don't know. I'm not learning that. I told you I'm not going to eat the sugya. I hear all your problems. You'll see how it works. I don't know. I told you, I'm not getting lost in that whole area. I'm just dealing with the facts in front of us. I think you're going to have to learn the Ran definitely in all those sugyas. I assume. Well, do you have a kasha on this idea? Well, tell me, you have a kasha on this idea. Do you want to learn that shekeinena means that because he has pleasure, so that makes him have kavana to be yotzei a mitzvah? I mean, do you want to say that? No, you don't want to say that. Okay. So it seems the fact that there's the Ran holds that you can make the tzushtel from arayas and chalavim, but yisr, to mitzvah, that it has to do with the will and the ratzon of the gavra. That's the commonality. And shekeinena gives it that quality. You say that the gavra is now a rotza. That's it. He's related to the thing. His will is, he wants it. He's a nene. That is enough to obligate him in a carbon, and enough of a criteria to give it a shame, maisa mitzvah. That's all we're saying. Now you want to know how he learns all the sugyas in Rosh Hashanah? Okay, good question. Yeah, right. Since the guy derived pleasure, so therefore you say that that's considered now it's considered a legitimate maisachila. But all I'm saying is, but the Ran's learning it under the framework of mitzvah srichas kavana. So clearly, mitzvah srichas kavana doesn't mean kavana latzeis. The more classic way of learning mitzvah srichas kavana. Well, so how are you going to learn shekeinena? It's not possible. I started off with that warning that I didn't want to get into the whole area of mitzvah srichas kavana, and I said it's not for me. I just wanted to make a point here.